Charada Madhava Kanjapi Avi Jaya Radha Madhava Kanjapi Avi Gopi Jana Vadava Giri Vadi Avi
Gopi Jana Vadava
Giri Vadi Gopi Jana Vadava Giri Vadi Avi Yasoda Nandana Bhajara Vandana Yasoda Nandana Bhajara Vandana
Yasoda Nandana Bhajara Vandana
Yamuna Tira Janavari Yamuna Tira Janakari
Yamuna Tira
Janakari Jaya Madhava Kanjapi Avi Kunjabi Avi Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadi Avi Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadi Avi
Gopi Jana Vallabha
Yasoda Nandana Vajra Ranjana Yamuna Tira Janavari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Vajrakata Asata His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shiva Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Vajrakata His Divine Grace Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki. Anoti Koti Vaishnava Vinaki. All glory to the assembly devotees. All glory to the assembly devotees. All glory to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Okay, so thank you. This morning, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Text 34. Sanskrit and word for word will be done by his grace. Pranagobinda. See in a moment.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So we are serving seventh. First Canto, Chapter 5, Text 34. Ebam Ninam Kriya Yoga. Ebam Ninam Kriya Yoga. Sarve Sansriti Hetavaha.
Sarve Sansriti.
Te Ebatma Vinasaya. Kalpante kalpita pare.
Kalpante kalpita pare.
Ebam ninam kriya yoga.
Ebam ninam kriya yoga.
Sarve sansriti hetavaha.
Sarve sansriti hetavaha.
Ta ebatma vinasaya.
Ta ebatma vinasaya.
Kalpante kalpita pare.
Kalpante.
Evam, thus, Ninam of the human beings, Kriya Yoga, all activities, Sarve, everything, Sanskriti, material existence, Hetavaha, causes, De, death, Eva, certainly, Atma, the tree of work, Vinasaya, killing, Kalpante, become competent, Kalpitaha, dedicated for a unto the transcendence.
Thank you, Prabhupada. Okay, so we'll go with the translation here. When all of man's activities are dedicated to the service of the Lord, those very activities which causes perpetual bondage become the destroyer of the tree of work. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Fruitive work which has perpetually engaged the living being is compared to the banyan tree in the Bhagavad Gita, for it is certainly very, very deeply rooted. As long as the propensity for enjoying the fruit of work is there, one has to continue the transmigration of the soul from one body or place to another, according to one's nature of work. The propensity for enjoyment may be turned into the desire for serving the mission of the Lord. By doing so, one's activity is changed into karma yoga, or the way by which one can attain spiritual perfection while engaging in the work for which he has a natural tendency. Here the word Atma indicates the categories of all fruitive work. The conclusion is that when the result of all fruitive and other work is dovetailed with the service of the Lord, it will cease to generate further karma and will gradually develop into transcendental devotional service, which would not only cut off completely the root of the banyan tree of work, but will also carry the performer to the lotus feet of the Lord. The summary is that one has to, first of all, seek the association of pure devotees who not only are learned in the Vedanta, but are self-realized souls and unalloyed devotees of Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. In that association, the neophyte devotees must render loving service physically and mentally without reservation. This service attitude will induce the great souls to be more favorable in bestowing their mercy, which injects the neophyte with all the transcendental qualities of a pure devotee. Gradually, this is developed into a strong attachment to hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, which makes him able to catch up the constitutional position of the gross and subtle bodies, and beyond that, the knowledge of the pure soul and his eternal relationship, his eternal relation with the Supreme Soul, the personality of Godhead. After the relation is ascertained by establishment of the eternal relation, pure devotional service to the Lord begins gradually developing into perfect knowledge of the personality of Godhead, beyond the purview of impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma. By such Purushottama Yoga, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, one is made perfect even during the present corporeal existence, and one exhibits all the good qualities of the Lord to the highest percentage. Such is the gradual development by association of pure devotees. Om Gana Dimananda Jaya Gana Gana Kataya Katsvamna Dandashma Sri Guru Nama Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Sri Mati Bhakti Vyanta Samadhi Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Sri Mati Bhakti Vyanta Samadhi Namo Vishnu Okay, so, I've been preparing for this verse for quite a while, but I did some revisions this morning, just before I was leaving home. I changed everything. See, I guess this was inspiring me to do this. But one thing I think is very important here, starting off with the purport here, the banyan tree. Repeatedly in our scriptures, they talk about a banyan tree because the roots are very deep. This banyan tree is, the analogy is that just like us, we have roots that are, that goes back since time immemorial to the material world, material nature. We started off with Krishna long time ago, but because of the fact that Krishna gives us free will, we have a minute free will, we wanted to become like Krishna. So unfortunately, we had to engage in millions and millions and millions of births because of our material desires. And like it is said in the Vedanta and in our Vedic scriptures, it is easy to go back home to the Lord. But like it says in this verse here, we have to develop the transcendental qualities to make that transition. And we get the qualities from our spiritual master. So, once we start understanding the how these roots of the banyan tree is so deep within us, then we can understand, get some understanding of what's going on in the external world. We have this pandemic that's going on right now. This is devastating. Actually, it's purifying this planet. And in the purification process, there is fatalities and things like that. But one important thing to remember is that Srila Prabhupada, he gave us the chance and gave us the knowledge. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, gave us the knowledge to find out why all of this stuff is happening. Right now, I'm quite sure everyone is tuned in to the news off and on. It can be very depressing listening to this stuff. And we can see that they don't have a clue about what's happening. They do not have a clue about why this is happening. They skirt around. One person says this, one person says that. And it's just yesterday morning I woke up, I said, wow, this is chaos, complete chaos. And the answer to these problems that we're having is very simple. I was reading in Stephen Knapp's book, The Vedic Prophecies, and he was saying that in some of his studies, he said that we have every continent on this planet has roots in the Vedic scriptures. Every continent. He went through the first, starting off with India, Africa, North America, South America, every continent. And archaeologists are slowly finding this to be true, but unfortunately, they just won't admit it. Like, for example, Greek mythology, there is a lot of correlation between their stories and with ours, with the Vedic teachings. So we have the answers. When I say we, come with the Vedic scriptures, we have the answers to the problems. And that answer, to put it simply, is to become a servant of the Lord. And this is a non-sectarian proposition. It's not you have to be this or you have to be that. Just concentrate on the Lord in your heart and become an instrument for his mercy and to help this planet. And like it says in the purport here, the propensity for enjoyment may be turned into the desire for serving the mission of the Lord. There's so much fighting going on between different religions, and it's unfortunate. But this particular situation that we're having now is a wake-up call for us. I distributed a book to this guy the other day, and he was telling me that his wife was an astrologer. And he was saying that the astrological predictions that she was getting from her charts and everything was that we have the same astrological situation going on like it was during World War II. And so basically she was saying that we're going to go through a difficult time. So, and just like if we look at when Srila Prabhupada came to this country, and even when he was introduced to Krishna consciousness by his spiritual master over in India. It was almost the beginning of conflicts all over the world. There was the British and the Indians were fighting for liberation. I mean, just imagine you walk out in the street and there's riots and stuff going on, mobs and stuff. This was going on when Bhaktisiddhanta was on the planet. And the beginning, the end of World War I, it was maybe they were getting ready for World War II. So then, through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada came here and introduced us to Lord Chaitanya in the 60s. And at that same time, there was so much turmoil going on. So it seems like if we look at history, we'll find that during times of turmoil, it seems like people become, smart people, become more serious about getting answers to why these things are happening. So, why these things are happening is because of our fruitive desires. Prabhupada was, I was reading a conversation he was having with some of his disciples, Reenananda Swami and some more of his disciples, and he was instructing them about how to, what to teach in the schools for the young devotees. And I started reading it, and I was amazed by some of the instructions that he gave. And some of the instructions were, I think it was Reenananda Swami, he asked him, he said, what kind of curriculum should we have? And he said, from all the way from the lower to the higher, it should be strictly Krishna consciousness. He said, so they asked him, they said, what about history? He says, Mahabharata, that's the history. They questioned him about technical things. The problems that we're having on this planet now has to do with exactly what Prabhupada and the Vedic teachings tell us. It has to do with technology. Now, Bhaktisiddhanta was criticized by some of his god brothers when he drove in a car. But we as Krishna conscious devotees or aspiring Vaishnavas, we can use whatever we have in Krishna's service, as long as we don't get attached to that. The technology in this world is what's causing this people getting immersed in sinful activities. Airplanes, automobiles, things like that. It caused so much pollution. People get in a car and they have to drive. I'm going to take care of some business. Okay. So they go to meet some of their friends, executive friends somewhere. And they come up with a bunch of useless products, and people buy them. The radiation from these cell phone towers is it's making things worse. The simple knowledge that we have is to don't kill animals for food. this is a part of this culture, unfortunately. And with the proliferation of technology, it just makes it more readily accessible to younger people. Younger people, so much advertisement going on. We don't even need TVs, really, actually. Television is the center of Maya. Get a television. If you're not using it for the Lord's service, you get a television, you're watching advertisement and things that further get you into karma. So Prabhupada, he was instructing some of his devotees on what to teach in school. And he was saying, keep it simple. Engage in people, devotees, according to their propensities. Farming, agriculture. Actually, if you look at the history of Lord Chaitanya, then this is the Supreme Lord. And he was, of course, with all of his associates, and they were empowered. They could have flew anywhere. But if you notice, you look at some of the pastimes, you'll find that they walked. They walked miles to go to different places in India. The people were, they didn't have to walk. These great personalities, they could have chanted a mantra and went from one place to the next place. But they did these things to set an example for us. People would be more fitter if they walked more. I was reading the other day that the seismologists, they measured the vibration of the planet. And they primarily do that to predict volcanoes and things like that. And they were saying since this pandemic was going on, that the vibrations of this planet had significantly decreased. And it was, and they said significantly decreased, that because of these cars and trains and all that. So Mother Earth was getting a break. So we don't need all of these things. It just further puts people in Maya. Sometimes in my business, I do rideshare. I take people to the airports and things like that. And they are going to fly into Paris or fly into Italy to go see some buildings. And it's not a holy place. Maybe, I don't know, but anyway. So they go to these places, they go see their relatives and things like that. And I was thinking one day, I was saying, wow, they waste so much money doing this. Just wasting so much money. When Tritukheta was being instructed by Narada Muni, about his son who had left the planet. And he was saying that these mothers, these fathers, all of these people that we consider our relatives, they're just like, blowing breezes. They will be gone. The center of people's affections on this planet is to their families, immediate families. But if they just read the Vedic scriptures, and it tells us our family is the animals and everybody. But ultimately, ultimately, one day, we're going to have to check out. Old age, disease, and death. So where do we go? We go back home to Krishna. That's if we want to go back home to Krishna. We have to want to go back home to Krishna. So like it says in this verse, the banyan tree, the roots are so deep. We have these roots, attachment to families, attachment to mothers and fathers. Now when we say this, this doesn't mean that we neglect them. We neglect them and just everybody become a sannyasi or something like that. No. That means that we operate in our families with attachment and detachment and make the center Krishna. We have to follow the instructions of our acharya to make this Krishna conscious movement attractive to people. And we have to train our young people simple living. These various careers that people get into now, technology, this is a big thing. Computer science, technology. And if you look at that, you'll find that so many resources go into making these computers. Where do they get the resources from? They get it from different countries, cell phones, all of this stuff. We don't really need a cell phone. I remember my spiritual master, he never had a cell phone. He didn't like to even answer. Prabhupada was like that too. I'm sort of like that. I have to use the cell phone in business, but still, I hate to answer the phone. It's just like it takes you out of your space. The important thing for us as humans is to establish the relationship, our eternal relationship, and engage in pure devotional service to the Lord. When we make an effort, then Krishna helps us quite a bit. Krishna is helping us now, and we can't see it, but it's purification. It's so much sin going on this planet. It's pathetic. And a lot of it has to do, it wouldn't go on so much if the technology, it makes everything more accessible. If you have a propensity to be a criminal, you can use technology in that sense. You turn the television on, every other ad is something about some meat or something. Marijuana. I read a recent study. They were saying that last year, children from the age of 12 years old were starting, it was a significant amount, were starting to smoke marijuana. 12 years old. And now they're saying that even older adults now are doing this. People like in my age group, 60, they're going back in the past, doing this kind of stuff. So if we engage in sinful activities, it's better to suffer for our sinful activities than to continue to engage in them. It's better to take your medicine. In the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, they describe the places where these leaders will go. They describe it very vividly. Fifth canto. So we follow the scriptures. We follow. And it's not like, I remember I was talking to my mother-in-law. And she was saying, I don't want to love a, she's 96. She said, I don't want to love a Lord that I have to fear. But she didn't understand that the, going back to the banyan tree, our sin is rooted in so much, it goes way back. So we think it's normal. And the Lord, he's coming here to call us back. Let's go back. We don't have to suffer anymore. So when Prabhupada was telling his disciples what to teach the young people, make it simple. Let's simplify our lives. This is what we need to do. Make it simple. Simple living and high thinking. We don't need big, huge houses. Fancy automobiles, all that. We don't need that. If we have one, and use it for the service of the Lord. If you're not using it for the service of the Lord, it's just causing you to get more immersed in sinful activities. Nowadays, they just print money. They print money, give it to people who don't need it, really, actually. Some people, you give them $1 million, it'll be spent on sinful activity. So some of them don't really need it. If you don't use what you have for Krishna service, then you don't really need it. So what we would like to do is to challenge all of the people who are listening at home to tell people to, let's cut this technology loose. Let's cut this technology loose. Use it for Christian service. Fortunately, we're getting streamed to different places. That's because of technology. But don't use that as an excuse to make it, to facilitate it more. Because we would much rather have 10,000 people in the temple rather than some people at home. So anyway, so the important thing about our relationship with the Lord is to establish it. And it's going to be, it can be very easy, or it can be very difficult. It's left up to your endeavors. And, excuse me, in my experience, it's more mercy than anything else. Mercy from the Lord. So I'm going to stop there. Are there any questions?
Anyone has any question, you can type it out in the chat room or you can text me at 352-221-0041. One text. Do we have to re-establish the relationship, or relationship is eternally there?
Thank you for that very nice question. The relationship is there. The relationship is there and has always been there. If we remember that, then we will surrender to the Lord. We have to make some endeavor to reestablish our relationship with the Lord. We can become infallible when we, just like Krishna, we have the same qualities that Krishna has. We have it in a minute way. Krishna is the predominant, but we have the same qualities. So all we have to do is to plug back into Krishna, and the most potent way to do that is to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And if you ever see some pictures of Srila Prabhupada, wherever he went, he always had that bee bag and he was chanting. He was looking around and chanting. So we take shelter of the holy name. Anything else? Okay, so thank you, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Sriman Bhagavatam Ki. Thank you.
In Vedic times, we have examples of Brahmanas worrying about the sin of prostitutes. Would it be better to simplify our worrying like that rather than worrying about modern technology, or can we engage both? I don't have enough time to text. Oh.
Okay, very, very, very nice question. The duties of men in this society is to protect women and children. Women and children. Women are like, not all women, but women who are not Krishna conscious are like children. And so we are to protect them. As far as prostitution goes, women engage in these kind of activities because of not being protected by men. Technology makes it more, it proliferates it more. I saw something the other day. The police busted a child pornography ring. I think it was nearby. And and they were using the internet. So we can't, you know, as far as technology goes, because people get into this this mindset, well, I don't want to be controlled by, I have free will, so I want to be able to do what I want to do, surf the web and things like that. Anybody who knows anything about advertisement, they hire psychologists, marketing experts. These people, they spend hours and hours to make up ads. You can see in this 1 second picture of something on the internet, and they have these ads designed to affect your subconsciousness. So, and even in countries where there's what do they call it? Censorship. Still, you don't really need it. You don't really need it. I mean, you know, if you see, first of all, we take everything from the Vedic scripture. Okay, so they say, like, you're going to spend thousands of dollars. You're going to go into debt to see your one of your relatives that's living over across the world somewhere. It's better to, and just look at it like this. If you go back into history, I'm talking about thousands of years back. If you look at some of the civilizations that were modeling the Vedic teachings, and keep in mind, if you read the books, some of Stephen Knapp's books, he goes into detail about it. So all of the great civilizations in the world were simple, very simple. And there is actually evidence that people can communicate telepathically. These subtle spiritual powers or mystic opulences, you can say, we have those, but we have to develop our spiritual consciousness. You find in the history of our, you go into Baba Tam and you find that these great personalities, they would know what you're thinking. You come into the, if one of them come in the room, they know exactly what you're thinking about. So the technology is just, we have it here now. So it's here, so what are you going to do? You can use it for the Lord's service. But if you have to learn how to control your senses with Facebook and all of that. I go on Facebook and I do a lot of preaching on Facebook. But you have to learn how to control your senses. And it's better to use your time to communicate more with your family members in person. And just one last thing about the prostitution thing. It is definitely, it should be stopped. And the reason why it happens is because of men. Men are not protecting the women. That's why it's happening. So we have to look around us. Are we protecting our mothers, fathers, and elderly people? This is what is said in the Brahmanas. We are supposed to protect elderly people, Brahmanas, and children. And I tell you, if they ended cell phones tomorrow, I wouldn't care. Wouldn't care at all. Thank you.
ආවාදී